Welcome into the Houston Rocket Club's Insider Podcast, where we are celebrating our fourth year of broadcasting. We are the club that aspires to attract and retain exceptional membership and professional staff to provide its members the finest facilities, amenities, and personalized service. But before we begin, here's some food for thought.
Hello, my name is Dwight Edwards, and the title of today's episode is Taking the Shots. Here's a great quote from Wayne Gretzky. You miss 100% of the shots you never take. And that is exactly right. He was never supposed to make it. Gretzky himself recounts, it's kind of ironic when I broke in at 17. I was told I was too small, too slow, and I would never make it in the NHL. But the famous hockey star refused to give up, and history will forever remember him as one of the greatest to ever skate the ice. And one of the hallmarks of his play was his willingness to risk. His stellar career would never have come to pass if he had played safely, timidly, cautiously. And he thus overcame one of the most subtle fears that holds many of us back from peak performance. The fear of putting everything on the line for an uncertain outcome. When Gretzky took the risk, laid everything on the line, he had no way of knowing for sure how it would turn out. He just knew that you miss 100% of the shots you never take. If only the outcome was guaranteed, we would more readily and quickly sign up to become vanilla busters. If we knew that the investment would yield 15% profit with no chance of going belly up, if we knew that our spouse would really listen to our heart on the matter instead of defending themselves, if we knew that working out this hard would win more matches, if we knew that this new job would unquestionably surpass the benefits of our present one, on and on it goes. Before we lay everything on the line, before we take that huge risk, before we burn our bridges, we want to know but know that we have made the best choice. Unfortunately, in so many cases, we usually can't know with absolute certainty if our risk will be rewarded. It's possible that making that change in your portfolio will yield 15% and beyond. It's possible that all the extra sweat and hard work may lead to a big win. But you also might have a terrible loss in spite of being better prepared than ever. The new job may well be the best decision you ever made, or the worst. The guarantees of life are desperately few and very far between. But one thing is absolutely certain. You miss 100% of the shots you never take. Our flashpoint: the extraordinary life does not require guaranteed success before being willing to risk.
Happy Friday, everyone. Thomas and Cicely here.
Hello.
Thank you for tuning in to the HRC Insider Podcast. This is our 73rd episode, and we have a very special guest here today. We'll introduce the rock star in just a second. As always, if you want to listen to any past episodes, go to the HRC app and go look for the podcast library. A few comment cards I want to share today. One is from Ben Pillup. My service was amazing. I felt so welcome. 10 out of 10, best service ever. Sharon was amazing, so attentive and friendly. We loved his service, says Kevin Turner. Bethany Quinn says, y'all, we need music on the Redwood deck. And she drew a little heart and a smiley face. How do you like that? Pretty funny, huh? And then we have one from Nancy Sterling, I believe. Yes, HRC, best place in town for a Friday night out. For good food, Anna Gloria made the evening better even with her TLC. And then I have one from, past President Ronnie Atnip. Fantastic service tonight. Thank you for the great dinner with the kids. Sunday, best night at HRC ever. So we got Friday and Sunday, HRC night. A couple more. Gary and Megan. Another fantastic night at the club. Our family made the evening was even more enjoyable thanks to Chavante's tactful and attentive service tonight. An extremely polite young gentleman, and we always look forward to seeing him when our family dines on a patio. Sincere thanks, Megan Vondra, Gary Flanagan, and family. And then finally, I have one. It was a little funny, I thought, from Christine Morris. Let's start with service. I am on the deck tonight. Erica! Exclamation point. Jamail! Exclamation point. And Isaac were the best, always making us feel at home. The music tonight was awesome, and the musician even knew my genre. My husband said I was too wordy with the comment card. Nah,
no.
Got my attention. So anyway, thank you, members, for writing. There's, of course, a ton more cards, but we're only reading these once a month. And so a little funny thing in there probably gets me to pull them faster than others. But thank you for your feedback. Happy anniversary to our staff celebrating their milestone anniversary. 1 year, our swim coach, Daniel Gravis, is with us for a year now. Anna Monarca Torres, Abigail Paz Martinez, and Sarah Peacock, who recently transferred from the receptionist desk to the communications department. And again, congrats, Sarah.
Congrats, Sarah.
4 years, Jonathan Mueller, behind the bar. 5 years, Fernando Beltranena, Rigo Gonzalez, our pastry chef now, and Jesse Padilla. 11 years, Rochelle Leal in the youth activities department. And 13 years, Edith Ortiz de Marroquin. 18 years, Victoria Castillo in the grill kitchen. 32 years, Anna Gloria Hansen. I just gave her pin.
Awesome.
And 35 years, Bob Triska. And I feel like I just gave him his 30th anniversary award. But here we go, five years later.
35.
What do we got going on, Cicely?
Tonight is Kids Movie Night featuring League of Super Pets. Starting Tuesday, March 21st through Tuesday, May 16th is the start of our HRC Spirit Squad. Show your HRC spirit and learn some great cheer moves every Tuesday. Ages 3 to 4 is from 4:15 to 4:45. And ages 5 to 8 is from 5 to 5:45. The HRC Men's Association Speaker Series is on Thursday, March 23rd. The topic is Spring Branch Sports. Also Thursday, March 23rd is the Wine Dinner. Tennis Club Singles is March 25th and 26th. Manta Rays preseason starts on April 23rd. Join us to refresh your swimming skills before your summer season starts. Thursday, April 6th is HRC Ladies Night at The Rock. The Children's Easter Party and Egg Hunt is on Saturday, April 8th. Make sure you sign up for all these great events on the HRC app. I just can't believe we're around the corner from summer.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Summer. Happy everything. So we had a quiz done after the last podcast. I believe I did pretty good. Was it the last one?
You did, I think 100%.
Yeah, see.
Not so much for the podcast person that was on there.
Yeah, right? So our rock star today, Erica, is going to pull a name and let us know who won.
$100 gift certificate to Amex.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nancy C.
All right, Nancy Castro.
Nancy Castro won. $100, Nancy. Congrats, and thank you, Erica. And with that, welcome, Erica.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
It's so awesome. Cute. Thank you so much for doing this. So with that, we are going to jump right on in and see what members don't know about you. And I believe you and I almost started at the same time, right? I think I started September 08, and you started
January 09.
So a couple of, almost at the same time. Okay. So 14 years plus. Outstanding. Yeah. So Cicely asked Dante about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Erica is amazing at her craft. I wanted to share a little story. Mm. One Friday night on the adult deck, she got a bit mad at me. She had to take the deck all by herself. You could see the frustration on her face. However, all she said was, "It's okay. We'll be fine." She did an amazing job. It was like watching a magic show. At the end of the shift, she walks right by me and says, "Good night, Dante. I'm going home." We both laughed. She is such a pro and a very loyal employee to HRC. Erica is a major influence in my success so far at the club, and for that, I'm very grateful, says Dante.
Thank you.
Hi, Erica.
Hi. I kind of, like, not expect that one, but...
That's where we're sitting here. So, Cicely, tell us a little bit about Erica.
So, Erica was born in El Salvador. She moved to the U.S. when she was 17. Spanish was her first language. She didn't know any English when she came to the United States. She now lives in Missouri City. And I've got to mention, happy birthday week to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Birthday. That's right. Okay, so you lived and you were raised by your grandparents most of your life.
Yes.
And your mom moved to the U.S. when you were only 5 years old.
Yes.
And when you were 17, you moved to the U.S.
Yes.
So. Okay. So, and then what happened to your mom? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, like, my mom came illegal, like, here, like, you know, like you, like the dreams. But, like, yes, I saw her after 12 years. So, like, we can say I was 5 years old when she came here illegal. So, she get married, and then, like, whenever she sent the petition, she had to go back to El Salvador.
Okay.
So, and that's when you guys came to the States, correct?
Yes. So, kind of, like, after the 12 years. Well, we always, like, she always calls, she always kind of, like, send our money, like, everything that we need. But then, like, after, like, we went to the interview, they approved our visas. I had two sisters by that time. And then, like, we had to came alone because she had to stay mm-hmm. 1 year over there.
To get wow. her visa fixed, right, for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, like, you know,
kind of, like, you know, because she came illegal to the USA, so she kind of, like, it has to be like kind of like pay song
yeah.
over there, like to stay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. You have brothers, sisters?
I have one little brother now and then, but I have for my father's size, I have older brothers. Few, but I don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And two sisters?
And I have two sisters, yes.
Where are you in that mix?
I'm the middle.
Like, you're the middle?
Yes.
You know I'm the middle?
I'm the best. I'm just kidding.
You're the best.
I'm the angel.
Funny.
No. You know, we like, with the siblings, kind of like, there is one always, like, you know, problems, we can say, with the mom.
Always.
Yeah, attitude with the mom, but yes, I'm the most angel daughter, I think.
I wish everybody would see that face right now.
I okay. know, the right. innocence.
Nice.
Would your sisters agree with you?
Yes.
Okay.
I bet.
Okay.
I bet.
So you worked part-time and you went to school full-time?
Yes.
Okay. And that was here?
That was high school, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
Sharpstown High School.
Oh, Sharpstown. I know somebody went to Sharpstown. My wife went to Sharpstown.
Sharpstown.
Yeah. A little longer ago, though. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And what were you studying for? What was your dream, your goal?
Well, we just kind of, like, you know, finished high school to learn a little English. And,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I did a little bit assistant medical, but I don't know. I like more here. I had it like a part time, but it's kind of like, you know, I think I'm not that morning person, but we can, like, and then, like, I was kind of like boring.
You're not a morning person.
No. And it was like a boring being in the office waiting for patients. And
yeah.
Yeah. Did not like
it. More fun over here.
Yes.
Funny. So remind me, your cousin that recommended you to come to the club. Who was that?
Kimberly.
That's right. Kimberly. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Kimberly Moreno. Yes.
Okay. And I forgot, you started as a buzzer?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I did 2 years. Like a buzzer, I think, 2 years or so.
You know, I have a lot of pictures, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I could show pictures on a podcast, but I think I'll do it at the employee party, like what everybody looked like when they started.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
Right?
Yes.
I gave because Erica didn't have hair, that's how many feet long is your hair?
Seriously, it's gorgeous.
It's long, but like, you know, back then I used to have like short.
Yeah?
Like, yeah. Yeah. And then, like, kind of, like, by the kind of, like, COVID, where I was expecting Santiago, kind of, like, well, I'm going to live, grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want, like, you know, because the kid, well, I'm going to live, grow up, we see. If mm-hmm. I had a color, so I kind of, like, you know, go natural on top and everything. But I didn't touch for 3 years, nothing. Like
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's someone I worked with at a club downtown years ago. She always let her hair grow, but then she cut it and donated it. There's a program for that.
Daniel's doing that. That's why he's grown his hair out. Mm-hmm. He's got two more inches, and then it's coming off.
My goodness.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, but now, like, kind of like, I feel like the members like it.
It's your signature.
But you got to tie it, though. We can't, you know, I don't want to.
She's got it up. Yep.
Get your hair catch on fire or something.
Oh, my.
We worry about you. Well, I don't know. She's a, you know. Yeah, out there, and all it takes is one candle placed and one of the flip.
Anyway, 3 years.
I mean, anyway, I mean, these are way too many questions about your hair, but I mean, I know how much my wife, you know, hates washing hair. It takes too long. I can't even imagine how long it takes.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. I was like, how long does it take you? Yeah.
Okay. I spent like 1 hour just for my hair.
You worked at Houston Country Club.
Yes.
What were you doing there?
Banquet.
Okay.
Yeah, I did like a kind of like 8 months, I think.
Was that after Harvey? Yeah. When did you?
No, it was 7 years ago.
Okay.
Like 7 or 8
before
years.
The kids.
Yeah. Before the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, kids need a father, and I know where you met your father.
Yes.
Yeah, probably while working in banquets.
Here.
Right. How is Greg?
He's doing great. He's now in Houston Country Club.
Yeah, I saw him over there. I was over there for an event and I saw him. So, good. And how long y'all been married now?
Oh, my gosh. Almost 8 years.
8 years already? Mm-hmm. God, it's crazy.
Do you remember your first date?
Yeah, we went to Escalante's.
Aww.
Escalante's?
Mm-hmm. Right here, yeah.
was half of the membership at Escalante's?
No. It was the one over there on Mayerly Plaza.
Oh, somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, so it's far away. Okay. Very smart.
So, you and I had some interesting conversations lately, right? First, you don't celebrate your birthday. Then she tells me, I don't really like flowers. And what woman doesn't like flowers? I don't know. I'm just, it's a stupid thing
like
for me to say,
either.
But still. Right.
Like yeah.
Well, I'm reading that. So, you have two cats, but you're not a fan of animals.
No.
So, how do you put up with the cats?
Well, I told Greg, so he has to clean and he has to feed the cat.
You just tolerate.
I always open the door so they can leave, but they come back.
You're funny. But you love being a mom. It's yeah. Mm. What? Besides the obvious, what do you like? What do you love so much?
Well, the kids, they're sweet. They're terrible, but kind of like it's nice, you know, being there. Like I can say I'm going to get old and somebody maybe going to take care of me.
Yeah. Nice. Good planning ahead there. That's good. So let's talk about the club a little bit. What do you love about the club? I mean, you said you like it here. Why?
Well, I feel like I'm still loyal to the members. The member being really nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
They always care about me and my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Name a couple of examples. I noticed a couple of things that happened.
Yeah, well, it was one time like a member, I don't know if I can say Mr. Powell say, oh, Erica, what do you want? Do you want a shot or something? What can I get you for you? Like, well, nothing. What? I mean, just kind of like around the, like, kind of like, well, what do you, and then he started like, kind of like ask me what I'm doing. Like, well, the only thing I'm going back to El Salvador, going to see my grandparents because by the time my grandmother was alive. Mm-hmm. But so can you tell me when you're gonna go next time and so I can purchase a ticket for you and you go see your family?
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a nice thing to do.
Yes. And
but don't do shots.
No, it was like a long time ago.
I know we had somebody that took a shot on his birthday. Remember? No names, but
no.
Yeah, I remember that. No, that's not a good thing. That's incredible. And another one is, I believe, when...
Baby shower,
yes.
Yeah?
Yes, so it's kind of like the group, Miss Garofalo, Miss Weiser.
Uh-huh.
And more ladies in there. They do like a baby shower. They did baby shower for Leo and for Santi.
You know, every time we talk, so this is the 73rd podcast, so we had 73.
I mean,
staff.
Every single one.
Says the same thing.
Yes.
Something you said earlier, because you're treated like family by the members. That's why we all love it here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite event here at the club?
Well, what I say was like the truck, the 4th of July, they're doing the trucks for the kids.
Touch a truck event. She loves the touch a truck.
Oh, on Labor Day.
On Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Okay.
It was Labor Day.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yes, I mean, for kids, it's
because
fun.
Because of all the kids and
fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah.
All the dads with the boys checking out the Humvee out there and all that. You know that rock wall, the climbing rock wall?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, Rochelle put that up, you know, pulled a fast one. I was like, I don't know if I want to. Yeah, but everybody loves it. And
I like the dunk tank.
Okay, let's get away from work a little bit. What do you do for fun? What do you like doing?
Well, for fun, we just kind of like spend the time with the kids when I'm off. When I'm here, I'm with the kids.
Okay. And, but I read something right here that caught my eye. You like shopping.
Oh, shopping, yes. I spend all the money.
Does Greg know?
Yeah.
Do you hide it from him?
No,
he knows.
Yeah, he's kind of like hate, but that's okay.
Deal with it.
Your favorite food?
Well, I like a little Mexican, Mediterranean food.
Mediterranean, mm-hmm. Mexican, okay. And what about music, dancing,
bachata, salsa.
Bachata and salsa.
So you like to go dancing.
You like to dance?
Yes.
Okay. What do you want to do? Like, what's on your list? Like travel or anything else?
Yes.
Where would you go?
Well, I have to wait for the kids to grow up a little bit.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to go, you know, Italy, France. Europe,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay.
So kind of like, you know, to know different cultures.
That's great.
Fun. What else you want to share with anybody that's listening? What should they know about Erica? What drives you crazy?
Well, I'm kind of like, I don't think so. Nothing. No. I don't know.
Sorry to
but
put
my
you
kids,
in the spot.
Yeah, no, yeah. But yeah.
Her kids. I love them, but they drive me crazy.
Yeah, they drive me crazy. But yeah, nothing else. I'm here in work, you know, we get mad or something, but you kind of like, that's normal, I think.
Well, you know, every day you come to work, you're always the same.
Mm-hmm.
You're always happy, even, you know, calm. Yes. No, I'm serious.
Yes.
And people see that, staff sees that, I see that, members see that, and that's reliable, and people love that, you know? So
the members love you.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. I don't know how many comment cards I have with your name on it, but quite a few over all these years. So somebody that works that hard, you've been here 14 plus years, every day when you get up, what if you're not having a good day? Well, what do you do when you get ready to go to work, and what if you're in a really bad mood or something bad or sad happened, but by the time you come to the club, you're always the same Erica.
Yes.
How do you do that?
Well, I think, like, you know, everybody has problems in life, you know, nice and be married, have kids, family, deals with a lot of deals, but kind of problems. But I think, like, we can mix it up. Works with the problems that we have. I left my problems outside.
Yeah, that's very professional. Mm-hmm. For every problem we have, somebody else got a bigger one, you know? So
that's true.
Anything else you want to share with anybody else before we wrap up?
No. I mean, I'm really thankful for the members kind of like help me support my kids, help me when my grandmother passed away too. And you did help me too when I asked for a borrow of money. You approved, and I think I'm going to be more thankful.
Aww.
Thank you for being here, Erica.
Thank you, Erica.
We love having you. We'll see you in 14 more years. We'll do another one.
14.
So
we're going to get more young. But
when the kids go to college and you're traveling.
Yeah.
We'll schedule between your trips.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Erica.
Well, thank you for having me here. And I mean, most of the members know my life, and I'm kind of like, grew up here, like, you know, learning every time I'm learning something new.
Thank you for all that you do and participating in the Houston Racquet Club Insider Podcast. And if you have any suggestions, recommendations, or compliments, press the Engage link below and let us know what you think. Or email us at engage@HoustonRacquetClub.com. That's engage@HoustonRacquetClub.com. And when you do, you'll be entered to win some fun prizes. Have an amazing day.